The Victorian government's proposed adult time for violent crime could mean children as young as 14 who commit severe crimes would face sentencing as adults. Under the proposal, judges would be expected to consider community safety over age. The new proposal has been criticised by experts as punitive and short-sighted, saying real long-term solutions should be prioritised. The YSM Giorgio spoke with Dr. Marietta Martinovic, Associate Professor in Criminology and Justice at RMIT University, to hear her reaction.
I've spoken a lot about this over the last 24 hours. One thing that I can summarise it as is short-sighted. And what I mean by that, it's really trying to appease the pressure from the public who are feeling quite unsafe and scared and fearful for good reasons.
What other methods should be considered rather than potentially putting children in prison for up to 20 years?
So decades and decades of research in Australia and around the Western world all show the same thing. And they all show that punishment of young people in particular just does not work. And what works is prevention in the first place and early intervention, diversion. So I think what we must talk about and mustn't forget to talk about is there are these common threads that kids who get troubled in the law all have. And they're all connected with poverty, homelessness, violence and abuse, health and mental health issues, disabilities, learning problems, dropping out of school. And for many First Nations peoples and migrant families, it's also systemic racism and intergenerational trauma. So we're talking about people who have disadvantages from birth. And to then put these people in prison instead of to actually deal with some of basic human needs, such as providing a safe home, food, clothes, healthcare, school support, we are doing completely the opposite and further failing these people.
Queensland and a few other states have implemented a very similar law and have reported lower crime rates. Does this mean it's been effective, or, like you said before, is this a short-term strategy that praises incarceration over any sort of rehabilitation or prevention?
Look, in the short term, it's quite possible that the crime rates drop, and that's what seems to have happened in Queensland. But I absolutely am worried about what's to come, number one. And number two, what kind of young people are going to we be producing as a society? I think when you see and hear of these horrific offences, I think we should all ask ourselves, how did these people get to this point? And what services have intervened or not intervened and dealt with these issues much earlier on?
How do we mitigate the actual drivers of crime while also committing to serving community safety?
I think it's a balance. Like I said, it would be stupid to say, well, everything's working beautifully at the moment in terms of laws and services that we provide. Well, it isn't, because we can see that there is a surge in crime. We can see that, like I said before, there's real actual fear that people are feeling out there, and governments have to act or be responsive to that. And I completely understand that. But then at the same time, what I'm feeling is there needs to be some kind of a redesign of the services that are available to help vulnerable children and their families so that they can find a way forward. So there are programs that work, and they all seem to be culturally specific. They all seem to be trauma-informed. They all seem to be long-term solutions. And it's really about that early intervention and finding what works. Peer mentoring seems to be a really good way forward for young people, in Victoria at least, and be providing really good results. So I think it's about really looking outside of that punitive, retribution-based urge and really thinking about what actually works and investing our money and resources there. I have not come across anybody who said over the last 24 hours or so, wow, this is excellent, except for the police association. And I do think the police are dealing with the brunt of the situation. So I don't think they have an easy job at all. In fact, they have a very difficult job. And they also need more resources and support. So I think they also have the long end of the stick in this situation.
That was Dr. Marietta Martinovic from RMIT University speaking to the YSM Giorgio.